Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're jumping straight into what is, I think, the single most important battlefield in cybersecurity right now.
The endpoint.
The endpoint. We're talking about that crucial shift from the traditional antivirus we all grew up with to modern endpoint protection, or EP.
A shift that's not just recommended anymore, it's absolutely necessary.
So our mission for you today is to really unpack why that old AV software is, while it's fighting yesterday's war, we need to look at what a sophisticated attack actually looks like today.
And the severity here, I mean, it can't be overstated. The threat landscape has fundamentally changed.
It's not simple viruses anymore.
No, not at all. We're seeing these complex, multi-stage operations. And the stats from our sources are pretty sobering. Nearly 7 out of 10 organizations got hit with an endpoint attack last year.
7 out of 10.
And these attacks weren't just blocked. They compromised data. They disrupted operations. And the cost. You're looking at multi-million dollar damages per incident.
And the reason is, at its core, a design flaw, right? Traditional AV works by matching threats against a database of known signatures.
It has to know what the bad guy looks like to stop him.
But attackers are smart. They use things like polymorphic malware, which just changes its code constantly, or even better, these fileless attacks that run completely in memory.
Right. And if there's no file to scan, the AV is completely blind.
Let's start there then. That signature problem. Why did that model fail so spectacularly?
It's a problem of scale. I mean, the numbers are just staggering. Security researchers are finding almost 500,000 new malware samples.
Yeah.
Every single day.
500,000.
Every day. Now think about the process. A vendor has to get the sample, analyze it, create a signature, test it, and then push it out to you.
That takes time.
It takes hours, sometimes days. And that window of vulnerability is all an attacker needs.
And that's where something like polymorphic malware just dances right through that gap.
It's designed for it. It's, you know, a brilliant piece of malicious code. It literally rewrites itself every time it spreads. So the function is the same, but the signature, it's brand new every time.
So it's like a criminal changing their fingerprints after every single crime. The AV's wanted poster is useless before it's even printed.
A perfect analogy. But the really fascinating leap was moving the whole operation off the hard drive and into system memory.
The fileless attacks.
Exactly. They run entirely in RAM. They never write a malicious file to disk, so there's nothing for a traditional scanner to find.
Well, wait, how do they do that? I mean, our sources say they use legitimate system tools, things like PowerShell.
They do. They use tools that are already on your machine. PowerShell, Windows Management Instrumentation, tools your IT admin uses every day.
So how can any system possibly tell the difference between a real admin and an attacker using the same tool?
That's the key insight. Mm-hmm. The old AV looks at the file itself. Modern defense looks at the behavior.
Okay, unpack that.
It asks different questions. Mm-hmm. Is PowerShell, you know, suddenly trying to download code from a weird website? Is it changing registry keys that are almost never touched? Is it trying to talk to a known command and control server? It's the combination of actions that screams malicious.
Not the tool itself.
Never the tool itself.
And I have to assume the massive shift to remote work just poured gasoline on this whole fire.
Oh, absolutely. Every kitchen table, every coffee shop became a potential weak point outside the old corporate firewall.
And with that comes a visibility problem.
A huge one. With traditional AV, you might get an alert that one laptop blocked one thing, but you have no idea if that was part of a coordinated attack hitting 5 other departments at the same time.
You're just seeing individual trees, not the whole forest burning down.
Exactly. That lack of a single organization-wide view is crippling.
Not to mention the classic conflict between security and productivity. We've all been there. That AV scam kicks in and your machine just grinds to a halt.
And what do users do? They disable it. Or they just click ignore on every warning because they have a deadline. Productivity always wins that fight. And that leaves a huge hole in the defense.
Okay, so the old way is broken. Signatures don't work. The perimeter is gone. Let's talk about the solution. Endpoint protection 2.0. This is more than just a better AV, isn't it?
It's a completely different architecture. It's a holistic system.
And it starts with a new way of detecting threats.
Right, next generation detection. It completely throws out signature matching. Instead, it uses machine learning.
ML models trained on what?
Massive data sets of both good and bad computer behavior. So the fundamental question changes. It's no longer, does this file match a known signature?
It's, does this activity behave like malware?
Precisely. Does this behave suspiciously based on hundreds of things we're watching all at once?
And that's how you catch something you've never seen before, a so-called zero-day threat.
That's the only way. Take ransomware. A brand new variant appears. The system doesn't know its signature, but it sees the behavior.
Like what?
It sees rapid file encryption. It sees file extensions being renamed. It sees the attacker trying to delete backups, their shadow copies. It sees a sudden burst of network traffic going out. It sees the pattern of ransomware.
It recognizes the crime, even if it's never seen the criminal's face before.
That's it. And that detection capability leads right into the next crucial piece, endpoint detection and response. EDR.
EDR. This is all about visibility, isn't it?
It's total visibility. EDR is like a flight data recorder for every single one of your devices. It logs everything.
Every process that runs, every file that's touched.
Every network connection made. It creates this perfect chronological record of everything that happened on that machine.
So when something suspicious happens, an analyst can literally just rewind the tape and watch the attack unfold.
Yes. They can see how the attacker got in, what they touched first, where they tried to go next. It turns a guessing game into a precise digital investigation.
But it's not just detection, it's also a response.
And that's the most critical part. The response has to be automated. You can't wait for a human when malware is spreading at machine speed.
So what does that look like?
Automated containment. The second the EDR detects that malicious behavior, it can automatically isolate that machine from the network. Instantly.
So it can't talk to any other computers, it can't spread the ransomware, it can't send stolen data out.
Correct. It's still online for the security team to clean it up, but it's in a digital quarantine. The threat is contained in seconds.
Okay, so beyond EDR, there are other pieces to this modern EP platform. Let's talk about application control. I've heard this described as flipping the security model.
It is. It's moving from a blacklist to a whitelist.
Instead of a wanted poster with 500,000 faces on it.
You have a very short, very controlled guest list. Application control says only approved, legitimate software is allowed to run. Period. If some new piece of malware isn't on the list, it can't execute.
That must shrink the attack surface dramatically.
Massively. And next, you have device encryption, which, with a remote workforce, is just non-negotiable.
Full disk encryption.
Everything.
Yeah.
And modern platforms manage the encryption keys centrally, so IT can actually recover data. If a user loses a password or a laptop is damaged, it's manageable security.
And finally, something that sounds boring but is so important, automated patch management.
It's maybe the most important.
Yeah.
Unpatched software is still the number one way attackers get in.
Because doing it manually across thousands of laptops is a nightmare.
An impossible nightmare. An automated system can find the missing patches, test them, and deploy them within hours of release. That vulnerability window we talked about, it shrinks from weeks or months down to almost nothing.
So all of these tools, the ML, the EDR, the patching, they have to be guided by a philosophy, right? The sources talk a lot about zero trust.
Yes. If the old model was a castle with a strong wall, zero trust accepts that there is no wall anymore. The perimeter is gone.
So the mantra is,
trust nothing, automatically verify everything continuously.
Every user, every device, every single time.
Every time. It starts with a continuous device health check. The system isn't just checking your laptop when you log in the morning.
It's watching all day.
Constantly. Is your firewall still on? Is the EP agent running? Are you patched? If something looks wrong mid-session, your access can be revoked instantly.
And this ties into the idea of least privilege.
Or least access necessary, yes. In the old world, once you were inside the castle, you could kind of roam around.
Right.
With zero trust, you only get the keys to the specific rooms you need to do your job. Nothing more.
And that's huge for stopping an attack from spreading.
It's critical for stopping lateral movement. If an attacker steals credentials for someone in HR, least privilege means they can't use those credentials to get into the engineering database. They're stuck, boxed in.
So how do you enforce that kind of separation?
Through something called network microsegmentation. You're basically dividing your network into tiny, isolated zones with strict rules.
So even if two computers are plugged into the same switch in the office,
they can't talk to each other unless a policy explicitly allows it. That accounting computer, even if compromised, physically cannot reach the critical finance servers. You build walls around everything.
And the last piece of the philosophy seems to be continuous authentication.
Right. You don't just log in once. The system is always watching your behavior.
Looking for things that are out of the ordinary.
Exactly. A user who suddenly downloads 10 gigabytes of data when they never have before. A login from New York 5 minutes after a login from London. That's impossible. So the system will force a reauthentication or just kill the session.
This all sounds incredibly powerful, but also incredibly complex and expensive. How does a small or mid-sized business handle this? They can't hire a team of 247 security analysts.
They can't, and that is the entire argument for Managed Endpoint Protection, or MEP.
You outsource it.
You partner with a team of experts, because attackers love to work nights, weekends, and holidays. They know your team is at home.
A managed provider has analysts watching your network at 3 a.m. on a Saturday.
Which is exactly when major ransomware attacks are often launched. Plus, those teams handle the alert triage. An EDR system can be noisy. It generates a lot of alerts.
Alert fatigue.
It's a huge problem. A managed team filters out all that noise and only escalates the genuine, verified threats that you absolutely need to know about right now.
And I imagine they see threats across all their clients so they can protect everyone better.
It's a powerful network effect. An attack against client A is used to proactively harden the defenses for client B, C, and D. And on top of that, they handle the brutal documentation and reporting for compliance, like IPIPay or PCI.
So for anyone listening who wants to make this move, where do they start?
Sources are clear on this. Step one, comprehensive asset discovery. You have to know what's on your network.
You can't protect what you can't see.
And most organizations find 20 to 30% more devices than they thought they had. Old servers, shadow IT. That's always a surprise.
And step two,
don't do a big bang rollout. Deploy in stages. Start with a pilot group like the IT department. Work out the kinks in the policies, fix any compatibility issues, and then roll out wider.
And once it's in, how do you prove it's actually working? How do you measure the value?
It's all about metrics. And the two that matter most are mean time to detect MTTD and mean time to remediate MTTR.
How fast you spot the fire and how fast you put it out.
Precisely. The goal is to reduce dwell time, the amount of time an attacker is silently moving around your network. Every minute you shave off that time directly reduces the potential damage.
What's a good benchmark for that?
World-class teams aim for an MTTD of under 1 hour and an MTTR of under 4 hours. For vulnerabilities, the goal is even simpler. Critical patches should be deployed within 72 hours of release. That closes the door before attackers can even try the handle.
So to sum it all up, we've really moved past the idea of just having antivirus.
It's a whole new game.
Modern endpoint protection is this convergence of behavioral monitoring, EDR for visibility, automated response, and all of it is governed by that zero trust philosophy. It's the only way to fight these new, more sophisticated attacks.
Which leads to a final thought for you to take away. We know automated patching is vital for closing known holes, but what about those systems that can't be patched?
Legacy software, critical operational tech.
Exactly. The systems that run the factory floor or the hospital equipment that, if you update them, they just break. For those high-risk, unpatchable assets, what's the better compensating control? Do you focus on extreme network isolation, walling them off completely? Or do you rely on enhanced continuous behavioral monitoring to catch an attacker trying to use them as a stepping stone?
A really interesting question. The perimeter is gone, and our security models have to evolve with that reality. Thank you for diving deep with us today. Now maybe go take a look at your own network and think about what might be hiding in the shadows.